Hey guys, welcome back to the podcast on personality development. This is your host Aditya Mehta. In this episode, I'm going to share with you the two important conversations of my life. And I'm also going to share with you the thought process which I made after these two conversations. So without any further ado, let's get started. So this first conversation happened around 2 years ago when I was in my post-graduation college. Me and a very good friend of mine sitting in a canteen, sipping a cup of coffee, and he started a conversation saying, "I always loved designing. In my degree college, I used to design logos and banners for my college events. I loved it so much, and I had wished to become a famous designer someday." I inquired, "Then why didn't you give a serious thought to it?" To which he replied, "My parents didn't encourage. They always forced me to focus on my studies. So eventually I gave up that thought." He sighed and concentrated on his coffee. Now, I didn't respond, but this definitely got me thinking, like, really? Do we never have an option? Like, just to let our hopes and dreams fade in front of our eyes just because we do not have faith? Faith in people around us, our dreams, or our own courage? What is it that actually becomes an obstacle? However, after 2 weeks or so, I met another friend of mine in a restaurant. He shared with excitement, "I finally joined a weekend batch of the acting class. Now I'm going to focus on my acting in the weekend and make sure I become a good actor." I expressed my concern by asking, "Are you sure, dude? Acting class is a huge expense. And plus, you need to manage your monthly expenses as well." To which he replied, "I have a last year's saving and few investments here and there. And further, I will cut down on my unnecessary cost by making small sacrifices in my new lifestyle." And he smiled confidently. "Wow, you had this plan for a long time," I said, as I was stunned by his zest. He replied, "Yes, I had wished for this for quite a long time now." However, after this conversation, I went home and tried to process both these conversations in my head and wondered how nature unfolded its answers with time. Sometimes we blame and argue with God for being unfair when things do not go our way or when we don't get what we expect. It becomes so obvious that our next step would be giving up totally without thinking too much. We lose hope and forget all the efforts put in to build that hope. I surely admired both my friends and their dreams of becoming a designer and an actor. Both of them surely had their own challenges and difficulties in balancing their routine and passion. But undoubtedly, I felt proud of the other friend who is working so hard to fulfill his dreams. And surely his dedication and passion towards achieving his dream teaches us the magic of optimism, as he is the person who is not waiting for the support, but he is the one who has faith in himself and in his courage. Dalai Lama once said, "If you think you are small, then sleep in a room with a mosquito." We all understand what he is trying to say. no matter who you are, no matter the amount of support you get, but if you have faith in yourself and in your courage, you are going to fulfill your dreams. Well, that's all from today's episode, guys. Thank you so much for listening. Those who are following me or have subscribed to this podcast, thank you so much. Those who have not, do follow or subscribe to be the first one to know when the episode comes out. And also, don't forget to share it with your friends. And also, like my Facebook page and follow me on Instagram to get the latest updates of the episodes. Links are mentioned in the description. Thank you so much and take good care of yourselves. Bye.